it's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music.
I've been looking for a place to call home, but I failed here to find it, so I must travel on. I don't care for fine mansions on earth, sink and sand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Yes, build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land. In the shade of a tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Blessed Lord, I'm not asking to live in this myth, for I know I'm not worthy of such splendor as this. But I'm asking for mercy while on thee I stand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Yes, build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land. In the shade of a tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Have many dear loved ones who've gone on their way. On that great final morning shall I hear them say, come and join in our singing and play in our band. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Yes, build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land. In the shade of a tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Gospel Trail. Charlie Pride getting us underway today. I hope you're all well and having a great day. Charlie Pride was born in Sledge, Mississippi in 1934. Sadly, he passed on December the 12th, 2020, from COVID-19 at age 86. Discovered by Red Sovine in 1963, and in 1971, Charlie was the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year. 21 of his songs topped the Billboard Country Music charts. Charlie Pride, one of the greats in country music, Lord Build Me a Cabin in the Corner of Glory Land, was written by Curtis Stewart. Old Brush Arbors was the creation of Daryl Edwards and Gordon Artis, recorded by George Jones in 1966. I learned this song from George's recording, and Sheila Teed from Pugwash requested my version. Then it's Alan Balser from Point De Butte, New Brunswick, with a Hank Williams song, How Can You Refuse Him Now?
I remember them so clearly. Mom and Dad love them so dearly. Old Brush Arbors by the side of the road, where I learned about salvation from the book of Revelation, and from arbors by the side of the road. old brush arbor's by the side of the road, where a sinner could lay down his heavy load. It was in those old brush arbors troubled souls found peaceful harbors, brush arbors by the side of the road. Times I have departed from the way of life I started, and from arbors by the side of the road. But each time the devil caught me, I remembered what they taught me in brush arbors by the side of the road. Old brush arbors by the side of the road, where the mighty light of God's great mercy flowed. There was praying, shouting, singing, till the countryside was ringing. Brush arbors by the side of the road.
There's a story old that has often been told of how our Savior died. As he nailed his hands, he cried, "They don't understand." As the blood flowed from his heart, how can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? Jesus prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. But before he died, he faintly cried, "Father, forgive them, please." How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? can you refuse Jesus now?
Alan Balser and friends from his gospel CD, Come Home, It's Supper Time, with a Hank Williams song, How Can You Refuse Him Now? Thanks, Alan. A great job on that one. And you heard my version of Old Brush Arbors, requested by Sheila Teed. And thanks, Sheila, for requesting this one, one of my all-time favorite gospel songs. Next, I have Philomena Begley from Ireland, and one of Philomena's biggest fans is Daniel O'Donnell. She has for us Don't Tell Mama I Was Drinking. Then it's a man whose talent I admire, Jerry Metz from Amherst. He's going to sing the Jim Reeves song, I've Lived a Lot in My Time. A few weeks back, we ran into each other at the Irving Big Stop in Aulac, New Brunswick. And like me, Jerry and I are not done performing yet. We might be close, but we're both doing enough just to keep the rust off, so to say. It was great chatting with Jerry and his lovely wife, and this one is going out to Jerry's close friend, John Warner, at the Amherst Artisan Gallery, and they're located in the Amherst Center Mall, 142 South Albion Street, and the folks in Amherst all know that John presents an abundance of great local talent at the A&E Center there in Amherst. So friends, here's Philomena Begley from Ireland, followed by Jerry Metz from Amherst.
I was heading north on Highway 5 on a starlit Sunday night when a pickup truck flew by me out of control. As I watched in my headlights, he swerved left, then back right. He never hit the brakes as he left the road. I found him lying in the grass among the steel and glass with an empty whiskey bottle by his side. And through the blood and tears, he whispered in my ear a few last words just before he died. Don't tell mama I was drinking. Lord knows her soul would never rest. I can't leave this world with mama thinking. I met the Lord with whiskey on my breath. Sometimes pay for our mistakes. The last thing on his mind as he left this world behind was knowing someone else's heart would break. Don't tell mama I was drinking. Lord knows her soul would never rest. I can't leave this world with mama thinking. I met the Lord with whiskey on my breath. Tell mama I was drinking.
I lived a lot in my time. I once had a mansion and lived in my dream. But now I'm down my last dime. I had a sweetheart, but I was unfaithful. So I lived a lot in my time. Well, I thought the green reaper down in the dark valley and prayed when the sun would shine. I looked through the bars of a cold, lonely prison. Oh, I lived a lot in my time. I've been a soldier and I've been a rebel. Once thought that everything was fine. I hoed in the cornfields, I picked in the cotton. Yes, I lived a lot in my time. And I walked with my master down in the dark valley, and one cheerful piece I did find. Someday I'll journey and I lived a lot in my time. Of a cold, lonely prison. Oh, I lived a lot in my time. Yes, I lived a lot in my time.
Jerry Metz from Amherst with I've Lived a Lot in My Time from his gospel CD, and Philomeno Bagley, one of Ireland's favorites, Don't Tell Mama I Was Drinking. Writers on Don't Tell Mama are Buddy Brock, Jerry Lassiter, and Kim Williams. First released by Ty Herndon in 1996, I've Lived a Lot in My Time has three names on it, Jim Reeves, Dick Reynolds, and Jack Rhodes. Some people quote Hank Williams as saying, if a song can't be written in 10 minutes, it's no good. And that's rubbish. Some of Hank's songs he wrote in 10 to 30 minutes, while others took him days, weeks, and even months. He often tucked partially written songs away to be looked at a future date. Speaking of Hank Williams, here's a version of I Just Told Mama Goodbye that was discovered in 2013.
Well, Hank, our friends must have known that you were going to be here today because they just almost sent in a carload of mail.
Each year on Mother's Day, the rose I wore was red, but today I'm sad. goodbye. Mother's Day has turned to night. Like the flowers in May, she withered away, and my red rose is turned and white. This is the dreaded hour that we all must face someday. Yet there's consolation in my heart. She will bloom in the master's bouquet. I just told Mama goodbye. Mother's Day has turned to night. Like the flowers in May, she withered away, and my red rose is turning white. Her time has come to go, and there's nothing I can do. Only hold her hand and say goodbye. Mama's day with her children is through.
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
Tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King. On the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, our Lord is coming back to earth again. In the holy mountain sound the warning to the ones who wear the yoke of sin. Tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King. He will stand upon the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring. Now joy will prophesied in all his wisdom. If we fail to walk the righteous path, it will be too late to beg for mercy at the dawning of the day of wrath. So tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King. He will stand upon the
Tell Your Children, also known as The Day of Wrath, from Carl and Pearl Butler's album, The Avenue of Prayer. It appears that Mother Maybelle and her husband, Ezra Carter, wrote that song. And I'll bet you thought that Hank Williams wrote, I've Just Told Mama Goodbye. Well, he didn't. Sunshine Slim Sweet and Curly Kenzie owned that one. It sure is a sad song. Four Garden Spot programs from 1950 were discovered in 2013 by Hank Williams. And when the shows were found, there was no one alive that knew anything about them. Tom Keeping, originally from Fortune Bay, Newfoundland, is next with Gentle Mother. Tom lives in Halifax, and as far as I know, he's still around and still performing. Anna Gordon of the Chuckwagon Gang will follow Tom with Is My Lord Satisfied With Me.
Pure crystal fountain, there stands a lonely churchyard closely by. There's a tombstone decorated with primroses in the memory of a loved one passed away. Shall I never see you more, gentle mother, in the fields where the wildflowers grow, gathering flowers that may grow among the wild ones, from the flowers there I give. Liking to their parents, while some others break their mother's heart of pain. But someday they'll feel sorry for their blindness, when crying will not bring her back again. Shall I never see a more gentle mother in the fields where the wild flowers grow? I am sorry for the loss I can't recover. 'Neath the willows lies my gentle. Neath the willows lies my gentle mother now.
One glorious day, Jesus came and made me whole. He so completely then satisfied my soul. Now as I face life's dark troubles, stormy sea, I wonder if he is satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he had with me. Then when I come to that great eternity, bold, that I might lead some lost sheep unto thy fold, that I might stand unafraid, unmoved for thee. eternity. His smile will say he is satisfied with me. His smile will say he is satisfied with me.
Is my Lord satisfied with me? Anna Gordon and the Chuckwagon Gang, and Tom Keeping from Halifax with Gentle Mother. And friends, you will note, I often tell you who wrote the songs, not always, but it's important to know where our songs come from. Remember, if there were no lyrics, there would be no songs, and with no songs, there would be no musical radio programs. Our next artist is Marty Ray Bond with I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand, followed by one of the greatest gospel songwriters of all time, Dottie Rambo with Somebody Stepped on Board. Dottie wrote more than 8,000 gospel songs.
I thought that number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought of myself as a mighty big man. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding. Too high, and the valley is too wide, and down on my knees, that's where I've learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my
spoke to the wave. sea.
You can see his wounded brow as he nodded to the wild wind whispering, "Oh, it's torn down. Set it down, little white cabin, covered with the dark clouds. Bring on a little sunshine and calm the mighty
wind." Oh, his hair was white as wool. His piercing eyes looked upward. Oh, there was no doubt the captain had control. He threw out the lifeline and rescued my soul. When my ship was going down, don't you know now, somebody stepped on board. When he stretched forth his hand, you could plainly see the difference. When he spoke to the waves, the sea fell asleep. You could see his wounded brow as he nodded to the wild wind of the spin. Blow away, it's gone now. Set it down, little white cat. Come away, got down. Bring on sunshine for the mighty deep.
It's been blow away, it's gone now. Set it down, little white cat.
Dottie Rambo, Somebody Stepped On Board, and Marty Raybon, I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand. And friends, did you know that George Longard had two sisters who had separate musical careers? George and sister Linda Longard both recorded solo albums for Banff Rodeo Records in 1961. George's album was titled Why Am I the One and Other Country Favorites. It was number 1152. The very next album, 1153, was his sister Linda Longard, and it was called Empty Dreams and Other Country Favorites. Now, George's sister Sharon Lonas recorded two albums on Boot Records, one in 1972, the other 1973. And George told me that Sharon recorded her two albums in Nashville, and she had Nashville's finest on her albums. Musicians like Floyd Kramer on piano, Charlie McCoy on harmonica, and backup singers were the Anita Kerr Singers and the Great Jordan Ayers. Sharon Lonas was a frequent guest on Canadian television shows such as Country Time, hosted by Myrna Loy, Ronnie Proffitt's Good Old Country Show, Family Brown's Country, and Ray Griff's Good Time Country Series. In 1973, Stompin' Tom Connors invited Sharon to appear in his Canadian film, Across This Land. Sharon Lonas lives in Halifax and hasn't been active in music for several years. Flowers Kiss the Shoes That Jesus Wore is from her album, Broomstick Horse Cowboy. Friends, here's George Longard's sister, Sharon Lonas.
Children spoke his name, and the flowers kissed the shoes that Jesus wore.
friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email requests.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
We are going down the valley one by one, with our faces toward the setting of the sun. Down the valley where the mournful cypress grows, where the stream of death and silence onward flows. We are going down the valley,
we are
going down the valley,
yes, we're
going toward the setting of the sun. We are going down the valley,
yes, we're
going down the valley,
oh, we're
going down the valley one by one. We are going down the valley one by one, when the labors of the weary day are done. One by one the cares of life forever pass. We shall stand upon the river brink at last. We are going down the valley.
Yes, we're
going down the valley.
Oh, we're
going toward the setting of the sun. We are going down the valley.
Yes, we're
going down the valley.
Oh, we're
going down the valley one by one. We are going down the valley one by one, and my brother, you and I must go alone. But a tender hand will guide us lest we fall. Christ is going down the valley with us all. We are going down the valley.
Yes, we're
going down the valley.
Yes, we're
going toward the setting of the sun. We are going down the valley.
Yes, we're
going down the valley.
Oh, we're
going down the valley one by one.
The Hee Haw Gospel Quartet, We're Going Down the Valley, and you heard George Longard's sister, Sharon Lonis, Flowers Kiss the Shoes That Jesus Wore, and that's from her album that she issued in 1972 on Boot Records. Boot Records was founded in 1971 by Stompin' Tom Connors and his manager, Jury Krytek. Cinda Records was the budget label, and many great Canadian artists recorded for Tom, people like Rita McNeil, Michael T. Wall, The Bluegrass Four, Angus Walker, Con Archer, Stevedore Steve, Leona Boyd, Ray Griff, Joyce Simone, The Canadian Brass, Whiskey Jack, Sharon Lonis, and the list just goes on and on. Stompin' Tom himself issued 29 albums during the 1970s. Going Down the Valley was written by Jess Brown and J.H. Fellmore, and by 1988, the Hee Haw Gospel Quartet were so popular they issued 4 vinyl albums. And friends, our next song is by Atlantis bluegrass group Cedar Hill. It's a request for Michael Cheser from New Carlisle, Quebec. Michael is a music collector, a big Hank Williams and bluegrass fan. He has something like 300,000 songs in his database. And as you know, when I can't locate a song, Michael is the first one I reach out to. Cedar Hill, record for Mountain Fever Records. And if you've not heard the song Pearl, it's about a man and his best friend, and I suggest you give this one a little extra attention. Pearl comes from the pen of Darren Clay Haverstick. So friends, here's Cedar Hill with Pearl, and you might need a tissue for this one.
Pearl,
Caesar sitting by the gatepost as his truck pulls in the yard. He knows all day she's waited for him there. And even though he's bone tired, he finds the strength to smile. It's good to know at least somebody cares. So they walk up to the front porch where they sit there side by side. She wags her tail as he talks about his day. He says, "My pearl, your wait is over. We'll go hunting when it's dawn. Then I'll keep quiet and hear what you have to say. You can sing your song for me. Throw your sweet voice to the wind. That music makes me shiver to the bone. When I hear the holler ringing, I know you're singing just for me. And it's then that I don't feel so all alone. For a while, I don't feel so all alone." Come and go, both man and dog grow old, and they're both convinced they'll pass without a trace. One December day, he knows it's time, and he hugs his sweetheart's neck, and he whispers, "Pearl, please run me one more race. Pearl, sing your song for me. Throw your sweet voice to the wind. That music makes me shiver to the bone. When I hear the holler ringing, I know you're singing just for me. And it's then I don't feel so all alone. For a while, I don't feel so all alone. I sit outside the same house where the old man lived and died, and I'm watching Pearl's puppies fight and play. Both Dad and Pearl have gone away, but their spirits linger on. And on a cool, clear morn, I hear my daddy say, "Pearl, sing your song for me. Throw your sweet voice to the wind. That music makes me shiver to the bone. You got the good Lord's ears ringing as you praise his holy name. And up here, I don't feel so all alone. Pearly May, we finally made it home. My sweet Pearly May, we finally made it home. Home." Oh, yeah.
Bluegrass group Cedar Hill with one titled Pearl's Song. I, for one, had never heard Pearl's Song until preparing today's program. I've had some wonderful four-legged pals over my lifetime, and I certainly shed a few tears there. A few years ago, Michael Chesser lost his best buddy, a golden lab retriever named Morgan, and it's too bad our pets don't live as long as we do. Early last summer, Michael got a new furry friend, a black lab, and you know what he called him? Yep, he called him Hank. Michael being a big Hank Williams Sr. fan, I think that very appropriate. But from what I hear, I think Hank's the boss of the household. Friends, thanks for listening to the Gospel Trail. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Tantramar Community Radio has woven into the fabric of our daily lives here in Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. David Parmley and Continental Divide will close with A Home in the Rock, a Wade Maynor song. Friends, blessings to you all, and until next time.
Home in that rock, don't you see? I got a home in that rock, just beyond the mountain top. I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. Oh, there's honey in that rock, just beyond the mountain top. Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, no more water but the fire next time. God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. Oh, there's honey in that rock, just beyond the mountain top. Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. Up the King's Highway. Oh, I'm climbing up the King's Highway. Got old Satan on my track, never think of looking back. Oh, I'm climbing up the King's Highway. Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. Oh, there's honey in that rock, just beyond the mountain top. Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. In that rock for me. Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. Oh, there's honey in that rock, just beyond the mountain top. Oh, there's honey in that rock for me. Thank you.
friends, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I am Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.